Ali'i, hey, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you? This is so awesome to talk with you.
Oh, thank you.
Obviously, so you're coming to the Memorial Day concert on Sunday. What are you allowed to give us a hint? What will you be performing?
I will be performing the national anthem. I'm incredibly excited.
Have you performed it anywhere before any sports games or anything like that?
Oh, no. No, I have not. I decided to save it for the big one. So this will be the first time performing it for me.
That's so awesome. Is there a certain approach you're going to take? Everyone does it a little different. You have your Whitney version. Everyone does the little runs at different parts. But what's your version going to be like?
Ooh, that's a good question. I have searched up many different versions on YouTube. I've certainly done my homework on Whitney and Mariah Carey and all the different versions that I've heard it. But I think I'm just going to keep it my own. So I don't know. I've thought about what it really means to sing the song, and I'm keeping it pretty simple and patriotic and just as honorable as it can be.
That's awesome. Speaking sort of to that, what you just said, why is it so important for you to want to get a part of this and give back to the troops like this? I mean, it's the perfect time, Memorial Day weekend.
It's absolutely the perfect time. I've had so many family members who have served and who are serving. So really, it's about honoring those in my family and the families that are going through the same things that my family is. We take it for granted sometimes of just how amazing our country is and how freedom isn't something that we should take just so lightly. So it's a wonderful way to give back to our troops and to say thank you and to give a wonderful event just for them.
That's so great. Who all in your family served? Because you were born in, how do you say it, Kohala, Hawaii?
Kohala, yes. Oh, I've had so many family members. My uncle Alexander was actually the command sergeant major of the Western Region for a portion of time. My cousin is currently serving in the Air Force. I mean, there are just so many family members who have been a part of it. So I know I'm going to be thinking of them when I'm singing my song.
I'm sure as a kid growing up, you had to have gone and visited Pearl Harbor, too, out there. I mean, Hawaii military's big out there.
Absolutely, it is, yeah. So I'll definitely be paying tribute this day, as I have been just about every other day in Hawaii.
That's so awesome. Now, how did you actually get from growing up there to land the Moana audition? Was it you were seen at a charity event, I think I read?
Something like that. My friends and I put together an audition for that charity event. We were hoping to become the entertainment for that event and raise funds for it. However, we didn't make it to the charity event. We didn't get through the auditions. But the woman who was going through those auditions was also the casting director for Disney. So she saw our auditions and asked if I wanted to, instead of audition for the charity, audition for Moana, which, thankfully, I got that one.
That's so awesome. But that's awesome for a little girl growing up on the Big Island. That must have just been a whirlwind experience. I mean, Moana was so great last year, and How Far I'll Go, I think it instantly became one of the great, great Disney songs. What do you think makes that song so great? What, is it just Lin-Manuel's genius, or what was it?
I'm certain that's definitely a part of it. a lot of things, I think. The message between How Far I'll Go, it really connect people, figuring out what you want to do and listening to that quiet voice inside pushing you to do something that you otherwise wouldn't as well. It's something that we all share. It's maybe not something that we all listen to, but something that we might perhaps want to. So I think that really connects everyone. And yes, Lin-Manuel Miranda, he is an incredible songwriter, and everything about it just makes you want to sing along.
Did you see Hamilton before working or after?
While I was actually working on it.
Oh, wow, that's great. What is Lin White like behind the scenes? I mean, I've interviewed him before here in D.C., but what's he like, from a artist to collaborator kind of level?
Just as wonderful as I think you probably perceived while talking to him. He really is fantastic. He's so sweet. And, I mean, I don't know. There's nothing bad to say about him. I wish I had, more insight and more details, but he really just is fantastic and so smart and so kind, and he gives really good hugs, and I don't know what detergent he uses, but he also smells good, and that's all the background I can really give.
Oh, so he smells good. All right, well, there you go. There's your inside scoop. There you go. How about The Rock? How does he smell? He smells what you're cooking. How much did does The Rock smell?
Oh, Jason.
Does The Rock smell what Lin-Manuel's detergent is cooking? That's the real question.
tried to do a mashup there. You tried.
I'm doing my best. No, but how much did you actually get to interact with him? Because I know with the animated movies, you know, you're in a booth recording, but I'm sure you met him, you know, outside at red carpets and things like that. So is the guy just, is he as awesome as he seems on camera?
Yes, he absolutely is. We met at a content shoot, and from then on, we met at different events as well. And he is also just really incredible. He is so talented, and this man doesn't take his talents for granted either. He works so hard. I mean, he's the busiest man in Hollywood. He was then when Moana was premiering, and he certainly is now. He gives really good hugs as well, and, you know, I think he's also very soft. Like, you see how his muscles are just, like, always at perfect, like, attention whenever he takes a photo? His skin is also, like, velvety smooth. So that's some insight that I can give you on Dwayne Johnson.
Oh,
not only does he smell good, but he's also quite soft.
I like it. But I'm sure he's sort of like a big bro at this point. You know what I mean?
I would like to say that I am bros with Dwayne Johnson. Thank you. I'll take that.
Awesome. So what's coming up next? Weren't you cast in Rise on NBC? Tell us about that.
Yes, I was. I am playing Gillette in NBC's Rise, and I am so, so excited. It's based on the true story written by Michael Sokolov, and it's just about high schoolers and going through high school and figuring out what they want to do and realizing that theater is a wonderful way to incorporate what they didn't know that they loved and kind of coming out of their individual shells. So I'm really excited. This is my first live action something, so I'm putting all my heart and soul into it and having a blast.
That's so awesome. Well, we're excited to see how far you'll go. But first, we're just really excited to see you come here and perform here. But before we go, you got some practice performing at the Oscars. How cool was that? That must have been freaking, like, you know, thrill of a lifetime.
It absolutely was. Oh, I still got the performance stuck in my mind. While I was there, I did have a run-in with a flag. And I hear there are going to be many flags at the Memorial Day concert. But you know what? I'm putting my trust in the people running this show that I won't get hit with a flag again.
Wait,
but if I do, this time it'll be very patriotic.
Explain the run-in with the flag in case our listeners missed it.
I got hit with a flag in the back of the head, and it was the most pleasant experience. However, I rolled with it. So, you know, there will be a lot more flags, I'm thinking, at Memorial Day. But I'm going to be okay because I'm not going to put out that negative energy. If it happens, it happens.
That's awesome. Well, if it makes you feel any better, everyone quickly forgot about it because, you know, a little bit bigger of a gaffe happened a little later on. This winner is La La Land. I mean, Moonlight. I mean, Moana. Whatever it is.
Oh,
but
that's very true. I'm also hoping nothing like that happens on Memorial Day. You know what? Just hit me with the flag and I will be that bad thing that happens. Nothing else will have to go wrong.
Yes. We really appreciate you joining us. We can't wait to see you knock it out of the park for the national anthem. Thanks so much. Welcome to D.C. Bring it. We're ready.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Take it easy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.